You see, the Jews began to return in 1882-83, and at that time, the land of Israel was called Palestine, being part of this huge empire of the Turks, called the Ottoman Empire, ruling over all the Middle East. And at that time, people said, these Jews are just idealists. They cannot go back into a Muslim empire and think one day they will get Jewish statehood. This is impossible. And really, humanly impossible, because there is a fundamental teaching of Al-Mawardi. This was an Islamic teacher in the 12th century who, on the basis of the Quran, concluded the following teaching, which is fundamental in Orthodox Islam. Not in extremist Islam, in Orthodox, this means central Islam. And he said, the world is divided into two parts. One part we call Dar ul Islam, the land of Islam, or literally house of Islam. And the rest is Dar ul Harb, the land of sword. So Dar ul-Islam are all those lands that have been conquered by Islam, and in this part of the world the Islam law has been executed. This part of the world must never be ruled by non-Muslims, like Jews or Christians, and of course not by idolaters, only by Muslims. And the rest of the world, just to know what Australia is in this worldview, is Darul Harb. This region has still to be conquered by the sword, but in future. So Palestine, being part of this caliphate, because the Ottoman Empire was a caliphate, an Islamic state, was Dar ul-Islam. So must never be ruled by Jews or by Christians. So these are just idealists. Why do they go back to Palestine? They will not have a future. But they returned. And then, 1914, World War I. And the Ottoman Empire stands on the side of Germany after some reflection, because they thought maybe we should go with England and Russia on the other side, because they had also good relationships there. But it decided eventually we go with Germany. And this was of course the reason that the Allies destroyed eventually the Ottoman Empire of the Turks. And this led to the conquest of Palestine by the British, and of course Australia played a huge role. I don't forget that. But you see, suddenly Palestine is taken away from the Muslims by nominal Christian nations. And so this year, 1917, when Palestine had been completely conquered, and Sir Allenby announced beside the Jaffa Gate in Jerusalem the definite conquest of Jerusalem, the British had in this year the possibility to edit the Balfour Declaration, which was a clear promise of a Jewish national state in Palestine. You see, in this letter to Lord Rothschild, we read, His Majesty's government, you will favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, and will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object. Incredible what happened. This was the first World War, not World War 27. This phenomenon of a world war, where all the continents of the world were touched, never happened in history. But World War I played a huge fundamental role in the changing of the fortunes of the Jews. But then you have to know, after the war, the League of Nations transferred to England the mandate of Palestine. And of course, we have to say that the Balfour Declaration is a British paper that has in itself no authority for international law. But in the first sessions, the League of Nations accepted the Balfour Declaration and rendered it a paper of international law. That you should know, because many lawyers, and of course journalists, they do not know that. But this happens. And then another point, what was Palestine at that time? This. And really, I tell you, great politicians, they do not know that. But you can read on Wikipedia, but also in specialized books, of course. So all Israel of today, including the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, and all what is today Jordan was Palestine. And every person living in this area was a Palestinian, whether Jewish or Arab. Because at that time there was no Palestinian Arab people. Palestinians were just people that were living in Palestine. And so the British gave identity cards to everybody, and for example, a lady living in Palestine, her name was Golda Meir, and she had the identity card Palestinian. She was a Palestinian, but later became Prime Minister of Israel, as you know. Everybody was a Palestinian, and there was a newspaper called the Palestinian Post, which was a Jewish paper that later on was called the Jerusalem Post. And there was a good orchestra, the Palestine Symphony Orchestra, which was Jewish. Just to understand what means Palestine at that time. But then the British decided, we make a partition of Palestine, because we don't want to give this land entirely to the Palestinian Jews. We want to also give an occasion to the Palestinian Arabs. And so they separated all what is east from the Jordan and gave it to the Palestinian Arabs. So 77% of Palestine, and this region was then called Transjordan. And in 1946, get the independence of England and was called Jordan, the modern state of Jordan. Why did they not call it East Palestine? Then even the journalists today in the whole world would know that there is already a Palestine, an Arab Palestinian state, with 77% of Palestine. But they always say, no, we should have a two-state solution. When will the Palestinian state come? The Palestinian state exists before the Jewish state came into existence. But you see, that's history, and you see the meaning of names. This is called not Eastern Palestine, but now Jordan. And then 1939 to 45, the Second World War, with the destruction of 6.5 million Jews.